This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
That was Mike Vrabel yesterday. Asked about the plan for tomorrow's preseason game. Keith and I gave you what to watch for in just 60 seconds for the preseason opener tomorrow night. If you missed any of that, Odyssey app, use the rewind feature. You can go back and listen to our On the Clock segment. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Get it on your phone. Free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. Do you think May plays tomorrow? Let's start with that.
Yes,
I do. How much?
One series.
That's it.
Yeah, that's my guess. You know, it's tough. I heard Wiggy talking about this. Even though they've gone to three preseason games for a number of years now, it's still hard to like wrap your mind around how certain teams treat them. You know, it used to be like, all right, that third preseason game you play the most. The fourth one you probably don't play at all. First one maybe get like a taste and whatever. But you have four games to kind of figure out.
I would say it's like a rough shorthand. In the old four-game format, it was typically quarterback plays a quarter, or starters play a quarter, starters play a half. Maybe they play into the third
first
quarter.
Series of the second half, maybe, and then
and
like
then
not at all.
Fourth depending. Game, they don't play at all.
Yeah, so this one, I don't know. I mean, joint practices, I think, went well. But it's a new offensive coordinator and a new offense for Drake May, a lot of new teammates. So if you put all that together, that feels like a guy that you at least want to get some reps. Now, if it's a three and out punt and you're like, you take him out, that's kind of a letdown. But I bet he does play. That'd be my guess. Plays a little bit. I think Morgan Moses is kind of an interesting one because you don't want to put your starting quarterback out there with like a second or third rate offensive line. You know, like,
So those are the guys who I'm like, all right, if Diggs and Moses and Davis don't play, fine. They're already being managed. May should play.
Yeah, he should.
Even if it's just a series, I'd probably lean more towards two. Like, I think the joint practices are more important than a preseason game because you can control it. You know everybody's out there. I have no idea what Dan Quinn and Washington are going to do tomorrow. But I think you can't just give Drake May zero preseason reps and expect him to be ready to go week one.
Yeah, I agree. I'd like to see him.
You can't do that. He needs some preseason. So a series or two tomorrow night, a quarter plus, maybe even a half in game two. He doesn't need to play in the third preseason game, but he needs some reps in the preseason. As a guy who's, started half a season and won one real game in the NFL, he needs reps. I'm not telling you he needs a million reps and he needs to play the whole night tomorrow, but he needs a series or two, and then he needs more than that in the game against the Vikings in the second week of the preseason.
Because you only have at most three chances prior to the opener against Vegas where you get to run through the whole thing. You have Josh McDaniels in your headset, calling plays, all that kind of thing, and reenacting that. So as good as joint practices are, and they are, and we were even saying yesterday, like joint practices you can get a lot out of because you can really manage that, and you can get the reps that you want to get. But there is something about just getting out there for a game series, and I think that's probably all it'll be. And also, like, because if you don't play Moses and Diggs, too, it's like, all right, you don't. And if the right tackle is a little leaky, let's say, you don't want May out there for too many of those reps either.
It's fair.
But, I mean, if it's Campbell, Wilson, Onwenu, and Bradbury, is that a bee in here?
I don't know.
We're just talking about bees?
That's something. It's not a moth. I don't know what it is. Just landed on the light behind you. What is that?
No, but I think you should go. I mean, and also, that's like a flying ant.
Okay, great. It's not a bee.
No.
It is not. We have the ant man and the wasp.
It's not
we
a.
Could.
It's not a radioactive wasp. I'm
he
very
went
confident
right to that,
that
light.
Yeah, he did.
He likes that.
Yeah.
Because I think guys that aren't gonna play would be Gonzalez, probably Davis, probably Moses,
probably Diggs.
Yeah, I doubt, based on the way they managed him yesterday, I doubt Diggs
plays. Just the way you see these guys sort of in and out. Everybody else, though, is out there for most of the stuff.
So I will say this. We just got a text. Was Shimes lead about Joe Milton today? I heard him defending his
Well, because there are a lot of highlights coming out of Cowboys camp.
Oh, is that where that came from?
Yeah, I think so. Maybe he brought it up because of that, but I've seen on Twitter a lot of, you know, Milton making these ridiculous throws. I mean, it's camp. You don't know what all the defensive players are and everything else, well, but I guess Milton looks pretty good.
Here's all I was going to say. For tomorrow night, we should all be able to agree on this. No Joe Milton makes the preseason way less interesting. Like last year, I was tuned in for almost the entire preseason game. I didn't really want to watch Jacoby Brissett, but I was curious how it looked when the starters were out there. Then May would come in, and that's when it really mattered. You really wanted to see how Drake Bay looked in the preseason. And then Milton would finish out the game, and you're like, I'm kind of interested in him, too.
Check this guy out.
It was like a pretty good watch and a pretty entertaining product on some level. Like, I had an interest throughout the entire game is what I mean. Tomorrow night, I'm going to be interested for a series or two. I don't really care about Dobbs. Maybe I'll watch some of that. And by the time they get to Dice's guy, Wooly.
Yeah, Wooly. Mammoth.
So something we should all agree with. Yeah, when the Wooly Mammoth gets in there, I'm out. Yeah. Something we should all agree with, whether you wanted Joe Milton, whether you didn't want Joe Milton, whether you believe in him, whether you don't, whether you think they should have gotten more in the trade, etc. Something we can all agree on, I think, is he would have made tomorrow night a little more interesting, because after May gets out of the game, it's kind of a tune-out.
No, it's real bad.
If he even plays.
Because couldn't you see a scenario where Dobbs like finishes the first quarter, maybe a little bit of the second quarter, and it's like over a half of Ben Woolridge, who doesn't even get that many reps in practice.
No.
Like when they, like yesterday, for example.
Which tells me he's going to play a crap ton in the game.
Yeah. But then it's like, ugh. Like it might be Sam Hartman versus Ben Woolridge for a long part of the game. And then it's sort of like, all right, how do some of these receivers stand out? Like, how does Javon Baker or Jalen Polk, who's desperately trying to make the team, how do they even do that with Wooly?
Yeah, I'll catch the highlights of those guys the next day. I'm probably not sticking around for
that. But in Dallas, Joe Milton will probably get a lot of run in those games, and that will be fun to watch. Now, I don't think he's going to be this great NFL quarterback or anything like that.
I mean,
neither.
It'll
be fun to watch.
My only stance on Milton, I get painted as like a big Joe Milton guy. My only stance on him ever is if I wasn't going to get a good return, then I wasn't going to move him. That's all.
Yeah.
I don't think he's better than Drake May. I also don't think he's the problem some people are building him up to be, although he did have that questionable comment once he got to Dallas about Dax taking him under his wing, and we know how that goes in the other building
right
where I was. But no,
they play Saturday, the Cowboys.
I just wanted an actual return for him, not another late-round pick. That was my only stance on that. Is this a typo?
Maybe.
The text line says, you have a flant in the studio?
Flying ant.
But yeah, but is that shorthand for a flying ant, a flant?
People who know bugs.
It says run for your lives. Okay.
Well, maybe hopefully it's not. Oh, he left.
I don't know where. Yeah, we've lost sight of him. Actually, I don't know where he went. You ingest him by accident?
I haven't eaten him. Hopefully, he's not radioactive.
Circling back to the Patriots though, tomorrow it was definite arrow up on the offense.
Oh yeah,
I think 4A day, and it's all it was. It was just a joint practice. Jaden Daniels on one field, Drake May on another. But for a day, Drake May outperformed Jaden Daniels yesterday.
Yeah.
And I want to see that carry over, however much they're both on the field, if they're even both on the field tomorrow night. I want to see that carry over to tomorrow night, because it is arrow up for the offense.
No, it definitely is. I think in the case of Jaden Daniels, he didn't really try to do a whole lot, didn't look bad. It was just a lot of short passes. So the completion percentage was high, but didn't really do a whole lot with it. And then the final drill where they had 25 yards to go in 45 seconds – they didn't score. You know, they fourth down, incomplete pass into the end zone. So, like, the defense did a pretty good job on Jaden Daniels. Drake May had a fantastic day up until the interception.
Yep.
So if you want to grade, you can't ignore that. I did throw a pick in that same drill that we're talking about with Jaden Daniels. But prior to that, he only had, I think it was one incomplete pass that wasn't a drop. So only like one either bad throw or throw away or whatever. Like, so he was good and like was spreading it out to all different receivers. And, I was impressed because the last couple of times he had a chance to go up against the defense as live as they're going to let them go, it wasn't great. The scrimmage on Friday in the stadium against themselves, and then the Monday practice, you're like, ugh, they didn't really do much.
They couldn't.
Like 3 of 10 in the red zone.
They couldn't do anything. Now, in fairness, when Jaden Daniels got out there yesterday and they were in the same hurry-up session at the end,
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
25, 45 seconds, running clock. I think they each had a timeout. That's where May threw the pick, deflected ball off Bobby Wagner to Sandra still. But Jaden Daniels couldn't get in the end zone against that defense either. So maybe, look, maybe the Patriots defense, even without Gonzalez and Carlton Davis, will be a little better than we thought. Maybe. I'll allow for that. Yeah. That's something I'd like to see tomorrow too.
Has a chance to be real good, though, with those guys.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Yeah. But like DJ James has made plays all camp.
Double A
on the other side, Alex Austin making plays.
Sure does.
And so, yeah, I think there's I thought it was a bad sign that Drake May and the offense on Monday couldn't do anything against that defense without Gonzo and Carlton Davis out there. Maybe they're making more plays. Yeah. They look pretty good, I think,
yesterday
against Jaden Daniels. So those are all things to look for on Friday night in the preseason opener. Brian's in the car on the Joe Milton discussion. Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah, so what I don't understand is Joe Milton, he looked really good in preseason last year, just making throws and all that. But what happened is that last game of the season, he did exactly what everybody wanted him to do. So why for a $1 million this year wouldn't you have him as a backup?
Okay, I think the answer would be he was a problem in the locker room, or my spin on that would be Drake May didn't want him around because Drake May thought he was a threat. But yeah, I think though something like that, it wasn't about his play. It wasn't about his salary. It was about either May was threatened or he was a distraction or something to do with that relationship. Yeah. As Reese put it, they cleared the decks for Drake May to be the quarterback. To clear the decks, you had to get him out of there.
Yeah. Cause something clearly happened and, you know, maybe did his personality change or just became more at the center of attention? Because you remember the famous quote that we played a million times after the game against the Bills was Robert Kraft saying, maybe we have two quarterbacks, which, you know, Vrabel and McDaniels weren't there at the time, but I'm guessing Drake May, Josh McDaniels, and Mike Vrabel are like, no, we don't. We have
Joe Milton was like,
yeah, we do. Who's with me? And they're like, no, you don't want to do that. Cause I'm with you. Like I would say you want as much competition as you possibly can. You want the best players that you could possibly have. But listening to Wiggy this morning, the one guy that's been in the NFL locker room, he was saying, not really at that position. Like you want like the clear cut guy. You obviously want the other players to prepare for when it's their turn, right? Like, at some point, Josh Dobbs might have to get thrown into a game. He better be prepared to do that. But he's not showing up each day being like, I'm going to win this job. And then, like, looking over at his teammates being like, I'll get you the ball on, like, Drake May. Like, you don't want your offense to get torn into two teams.
Correct. That's exactly it. We saw that with May and
Mac Jones and Zappe.
Thank you, Mac and Zappe.
As bad as those two were, you did have that.
No, but that's an example of why you don't want competition. Because if it is a competition, you probably don't have anybody
right at that position. Right, like a competition at running back, competition at wide receiver, competition at tackle. And like,
I think ideally, and this is what Bill did try to do. And I disagree with Wiggy slightly on this. Wiggy's like, well, they never brought in competition for Brady until Garoppolo at the end. Well, no. They tried to do it way earlier than that.
They did a couple two third-round picks, a fourth-round pick.
They were constantly drafting quarterbacks to come in and quote-unquote compete with Brady. And so
the difference would be they weren't in the same draft class
exactly.
as him.
If Drake May's a little more established, you know, Drake May's 4 or 5 years under his belt, I don't think it's bad business to use a third-round pick on a quarterback to try to come in and maybe compete and light a fire under Drake May and keep pushing him. But two guys in the same class – where you could be drawing lines within a locker room. Like, right. I agree that's not ideal, but I think Drake May was conscious of it too. I don't exempt Drake May from that. I'm sure May, and you make a great point about the Kraft comment. I think May was probably a little threatened by it, so they got him out of there.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, I don't know, because there were some of those reports too about like his maturity level and everything else, and I was like, I don't know. I just, it was kind of a red flag when we didn't hear about any of that until right at the end. And you're like, all right, now we're trying to blame Joe Milton for something? Like,
right. The same people who are like, Joe Milton was a problem when there was zero reporting about that are the same people who are like, oh, the Red Sox are just smear campaigning people on the way out the door. They smear campaign Joe Milton, I think.
It was insane, though, that you let a coach that you were about to fire coach the final game and try to win, and you played Joe Milton, and you let him just play his ass off against fourth stringers on the other side, and you let him win the game, and then you get rid of both guys, and it costs you Abdul Carter. Like, that part is still, like, that'll never sit well with me.
No, that was, that's not how you manage the final week of the year. That's not
how that was
that.
A tough go.
I think that's fair to say. Tim is in Brockton. Hello, Tim.
Hey, so side note, the whole Jaden Daniel versus Drake May headline, like, he outperformed. Cool, but the practice squads and stuff really don't matter. He played in the playoffs. And second thing,
oh,
I
hang
really
on, Tim, it wasn't
out.
Against a practice squad. It was against Marshawn Lattimore and Bobby Wagner.
No, yeah, they're all out there. Hold on, but hypothetically speaking, if Gerard Mayo stays here next year, do you think Joe Milton's gone? Why was Drake May so comfortable going to Vrabel instead of asking Mayo before? Why now?
Okay.
Well, so we don't even know if that happened. Drake May go to Mike Vrabel and say, get rid of him? Whereas, did Tom Brady go to Robert Kraft and say, get rid of Garoppolo? That, I feel like, has almost been confirmed. This other thing, we don't know. It's speculation.
Yeah, my guess is they wouldn't trade a young, cost-controlled quarterback who showed something in the NFL unless the starter said, didn't feel comfortable with
it. Well, he's really not that young.
Okay, but
you're a college guy. Okay, but in college.
But you know what I mean? Yeah. But you know what I mean? I mean, he's probably Jaden Daniels' age. Is Jaden Daniels young?
But I also think it could be as much a McDaniels Vrabel input as well. And Drake May agrees with it, but I don't know if he was like the center of it. I could see those other guys being like, we don't need to deal with it. Like, this is this guy's team. It's not going to be up for debate. And then we move on from it. And you can argue whether it's the right or the wrong decision, but it was from one of those guys. And also, like, I don't think we need to clarify this. Jaden Daniels to me, greater than Drake May.
Yeah.
Yesterday, for what they had them do, Drake May was better.
Yeah.
But that was just yesterday.
And also, I don't rule out that May long-term could be better than Daniels. I don't know that I bet on that today, but like I don't rule that out at all. Daniels had a better rookie year. That doesn't necessarily mean he's going to have the better career. So, I'm not writing off Drake May for beating out Jaden Daniels. But right now, who do you take first? You take Daniels over May. Duh.
Yeah.
But yesterday, May outplayed him. I think all of those things can be true.
Yep.
Here we go.
Also, Joe Milton, 8 months older than Jaden Daniels. He's already 25.
Okay. I'm just saying, is Jaden Daniels
also an old guy. Yeah.
Jaden Daniels is not
young. A lot of doctors coming into the league. These guys are in college forever.
All I'm saying, if you're going to say Joe Milton's old, then you got to call Daniels old. That's all I'm saying.
I think Daniels old. So that's
okay. Well, then there, you're consistent.
Bo Nix is like, yeah, see?
He might be the youngest one of the group.
He might be. Text here, guys, if Milton was so good, why was he a sixth rounder? You want to handle that one, Keith?
We don't think he's that good.
Okay, but I'm just saying. Guys,
Tom Brady was a sixth round
pick.
Thank
you. Guys, if you want to use that logic, can apply that to Brady.
No, we talk ourselves into submission with this, but Joe Milton might not be that good. Is he better than Ben Woolridge? Is he better than Josh Dobbs, maybe? I mean, maybe that's more of the debate. And could he be on this team?
You also didn't have to trade him for, was it a fifth rounder? Was it a sixth rounder? I don't remember.
I forget. Was it a pick
nothing.
Swap? It wasn't much.
I think it was a pick swap. And so that would be if somebody gave you a third rounder for him, I would have traded him in a heartbeat. I wasn't saying don't trade him. I was just saying don't give him away. They gave him away. Here you go. This is a good one, too. Are you fools at EEI who think Milton should have been gone?
Whoa.
Will you be regretting your words when he becomes a better quarterback than Drake May? Yeah, I would regret that.
If he's
a better quarterback than Drake May, yes, I would regret all of that.
Shame
yes.
on us.
Yeah, big time.
Shame on us for sure.
We are the fools. If that's the case.
If he doesn't, will you have shame for sending in that text?
Nah, something tells me.
Probably not.
Something tells me.
Move on.
We'll just move on to the next topic. 617-779-7937. That's your phone number to get in touch with WEEI Afternoons. They come your way at 2 o'clock. You got Hart. You got Fitzy. You got Ted. We'll get you the clip du jour. And right after Trending with Billy Lanny, it's time for Grab Bag. Grab Bag.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.